My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Our buddy Andrew Siciliano. Browns Radio Network coming up at 11:20. We're going to talk to Andrew about the upcoming Browns game against the New York Giants that has me petrified.
Why?
That's exactly right. Why?
Why are you petrified?
I have numerous reasons.
Well, I want to hear these.
First and foremost, do you know why? Because it's clearly a game the Browns should win.
Okay.
It's clearly a game where the Browns are the better team. And it has me petrified. The New York Giants, Andy, are one of just three teams, in the NFC without a win.
Okay.
They're 0-2. They lost to Minnesota 28-6. And then they lost a tough game to Washington. This is why I'm a little concerned. They lost this game to Washington 21-18. They did not allow a touchdown in that game.
Okay.
But they did allow 7 field goals by Austin Seibert. Again, living proof of why you don't draft a kicker. And the Browns did.
Okay.
21-18. So they're 0-2, but that game against Washington could have easily been a win. They've scored only 24 points.
What, 3 touchdowns?
That's the second fewest in the NFL to the Carolina Panthers, who are so enamored with what they're doing. They benched their number one overall pick for Andy Dalton.
They have 1 rushing touchdown and 2 passing touchdowns.
Anybody else concerned about the Giants? I'd love your thoughts. 216-474-0092. I don't even know if the Pooba is concerned about the New York Giants, the team he grew up rooting for, as they go against the Browns. Here is why I'm a little concerned, okay?
First of all, anybody else is concerned is Jeff. 216-474-0092.
Well, I'm just concerned because it's clearly a game the Browns should win.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Those concern me. I do think the Giants took some really nice steps last week. Daniel Jones is considered perhaps the worst quarterback in the National Football League by many.
Okay.
I don't know that I agree with that. He's a big guy who can run the ball as well, and he was improved last week against Washington. I thought he did a much nicer job. And whenever I look at a quarterback, I always look at this. What do his wide receivers look like? And if people are fired up about the wide receivers, I always think, well, why? Well, because somebody's got to throw him the ball. And that's why I think if you're going to dismiss Daniel Jones completely, I think you're in the wrong. And I say that last week he was okay. He was 16 of 28 and had 2 touchdowns. They have Malik Nabers, who is a really good-looking young wide receiver, first-round pick. They have Wandale Robinson, who's an intriguing young wide receiver. They have Darius Slayton. They have Jalin Hyatt. They have a pretty nice receiving group. Well, who's going to throw him the ball? Daniel Jones. And if you expect Malik Nabers to be a factor in the game, well, then that means Daniel Jones is going to get him the ball. And I think Daniel Jones can do that. The first game against Minnesota, he had a bad game. Two interceptions. It wasn't good. He had 42 attempts and had only 186 yards. But he turned that around last week and had two touchdown passes against Washington. And I can't dismiss Daniel Jones as being a guy who might be able to get the ball to his playmakers, allowing the Giants to compete against the Browns. Jason Cleveland, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I just wanted to say this. I don't know if you guys know a YouTuber named Quincy Carrier. He's an upcoming Cleveland analyst. But he did a breakdown of Watson's game on a Sunday. And if you actually go watch it, a lot of those plays and a lot of those drops, there were actually really good throws. And he played actually very well if you really break it down. There was a lot of mistakes, a lot of flags.
You're talking Watson here?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He had some drops that would have affected him. Without question.
What are your thoughts on Daniel Jones? Is that what you called?
Daniel Jones is trash. I'm sorry. Okay. Daniel Jones is trash.
Okay.
Not arguing with that, except for one thing.
Their wide receivers are really highly thought of.
Who's going to get them the ball?
You are not worried about the Giants. Is that what you just said?
No, not at all.
I'm with you, Jay. I mean.
Are we that confident about the Browns that you can't worry about a team?
No, that's the issue to me. Can you not at least have a level of expectation that the Browns can be efficient? Like, I think if the Browns are efficient, they win this game.
I would agree.
They need to be efficient.
You know? I think the Browns will win, and I think they should win. But I also think you're just not going to show up and beat the New York Giants, even though the Giants have not been good and aren't considered to be good. Devin Singletary has replaced Saquon Barkley. That doesn't sound like a good idea, right? Except for one thing. Devin Singletary had a really nice game. 16 carries, 95 yards against Washington. They can run the ball, and they have talent at that wide receiver spot. And I think if the Browns don't get to Daniel Jones, I think he'll be able to get the ball to his receivers. So I think pass rush is a big deal coming up on Sunday against the Giants. If you pressure Daniel Jones, if you make him uncomfortable, he's going to give you the football.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think our line won't have any problem pressuring. The way this defensive line looks, and you know, they've, as long as they're healthy, like, I worry about Miles Foote a little bit because I know that became kind of a topic after the game, and he knows he's going to have to play with it. But I don't like. I feel like we can pressure the ball. You end up, you know, you're looking at they're coming up with like what at least 4 sacks a game through the first couple games, and so I don't question that. And I think the Browns need a game like this week to go out there, be effective, do their jobs, and take home a victory and look forward. I'm normally not like this in most games, but this week feels that way. The only hindrance I have is I go back to last week and I was reading a bunch of stuff coming out of Jacksonville, and you know, I was looking at what are Jacksonville writers saying about their game against the Browns, and they all thought Jacksonville was in a situation where, like, all we need to do is this, and we're going to get the win against the Browns.
Right, which is what I think a lot of Browns fans will think about the Giants.
I agree.
And that's why that game scares me a little bit.
Yeah, and the only other part that scares me is that sometimes in the NFL when you get a game like this, those are the ones that end up going sideways, and you're like, how did we lose to the Giants? You'll be sitting here at the end of the season and be like, how did that happen?
Right. And that's, Andy, that's my thought here.
I don't mean to be
Chicken Little, the sky's falling, but that's why I have some concern. I do think this. The Browns scored one touchdown last week against Jacksonville. It was on the opening drive. They were outstanding.
Right.
If the offense is going to get back on track and needs a game to get back on track, this is it. So far, the Giants haven't been, I don't think, very effective on defense. Now, they didn't allow a touchdown to Washington, but they allowed them to get into field goal range 7 times. Okay, so the Commanders were able to move the ball, and they put up 21 points on field goals. 26th in the National Football League in yards per game allowed. The Giants defense, 368 yards per game. Worse, 28th against the rush. And that's not good. They're allowing 163 yards per game on the ground. So I would think Jerome Ford, Deontay Foreman are in line for a pretty good game all the way around. Washington had 215 yards rushing. Robinson had a big game, Brian Robinson. 215 yards rushing by the Commanders against the Giants. I would think the Browns have to pound the football, thus taking heat off of Deshaun Watson, thus hopefully allowing the Giants to focus on the D, then allowing Deshaun to throw the ball downfield because they're focusing on the D.
I just think this has to be cleanup week for the Browns. And when I'm saying cleanup, I'm talking about they've got to minimize the mental mistakes before the snap. And we're 2 weeks in on this. Enough. 100 yards in penalties is too much.
Most penalized team in the NFL.
You know, 13 penalties. You're, 24 penalties over 2 weeks. That's got to stop. And then somehow, some way, the connection between Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson's got to clean itself up, too. That's it. I think if they clean those two things up, that is efficient football for the Browns, and that is a victory. Should be a victory this week against the Giants. Again, I'm not going to take anything. We've watched this. We've been that team for so long that teams are like, oh, this is a bye week. There's no such thing as a bye week for the Browns ever. We've lived this lifetime like 1,000 times since 1999, since they came back. And I just, if they can just clean up those two things, I think they're going to be fine. It's inexcusable, the pre-snap penalties. It's 100 yards in penalties is ridiculous.
Just think, the Browns haven't shown us yet. You know, the Dallas game was terrible, right? They didn't play very well. And they put up one touchdown against Jacksonville. That's why I don't think we can just look at this game and think, well, they're going to win this game. I think they will. I think they should. I think they're a better team, without question. And I think Brian Daboll could be out of work. You know, if they come to Cleveland and lay an egg, he could be out of work after this game. But you have a defense that's given up a lot of yards, not ours, theirs. Your offense better get on track. And I wouldn't mind seeing 30 rushing attempts. Let's see a bunch by your running backs. Pound that football. And then turn Deshaun into a really efficient passer. Hopefully he's not put in a position where he has to win the game for the team. And then get to Daniel Jones, because you know he's going to get the ball to Malik Nabers. And if he does, Nabers is probably going to be pretty good.
I wonder what the crowd's going to be like this week. I'm not trying to turn the page away from the actual football itself, but I'm just saying, the crowd was frustrated last game. The Browns need to give this crowd something to cheer about and want to be excited. They were so pumped when they walked in against Dallas, and then by the time those folks walked out, it was like, ah, here we go again, and it's so negative, and rightfully so. They played horrible against Dallas, and then, like, I'm just mind-boggling what happens to the Cowboys the next week against New Orleans. Now, New Orleans put, like, I don't know, 90 points on the board in 2 weeks, so maybe Dallas is or isn't what we thought
maybe
they were.
Maybe the Saints are the real deal.
Maybe, but when you look at most things, they're kind of like, statistically, they're like 8-9, somewhere in there, and you would think that they'd be higher, especially when you're looking at like rankings and power rankings. A lot of I've read a couple of those where they're just kind of, you know, they're just on the outside of 10, inside of 10 when it comes to New Orleans. And so I'm so perplexed on what the Browns are and what the Browns. I think I know what the Browns can be, but maybe this can be the week that they find their identity. And I part of that starts with Amari Cooper and Deshaun. They've got to get in rhythm. I still can't believe the plays that I've seen from Amari over the first two games this season, because that's not him. I know that's not him. I know it's not. So,
Andrew Siciliano, Browns Radio Network, Peacock, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.